Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's Otis Redding, the late, great Otis Redding, bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with a good friend, Dr. Brett Clay, author of Selling Change, and the CEO of Change Leadership Group, LLC, a brand new PhD. Ink is still a little damp on his certificate. Brett, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on that accomplishment. You've been talking about something called developing a purposive mindset, being purposive as opposed to being adaptive. Is that a real word, purposive?
It actually is, and it's the subject of my doctoral dissertation, actually.
Wow. Well, I'd never heard that word before.
Well, you know what PhD stands for, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Piled high and deep. So they always have to make up fancy terms, otherwise you wouldn't be piled high
right.
and deep.
So what is purposive, and how is it different from it being adaptive, and why should we care?
Yeah, so if you think about change, I'd like to ask you, Jim, what comes to mind?
Pain, making adjustments, and having to deal with things that get you out of your comfort zone.
And where did those adjustments, why are there adjustments and things getting you out of your comfort zone?
Well, because in my case, it's usually, you know, something to do with the marketplace. The marketplace is changing, and I have to learn new stuff and make adjustments.
Exactly. So the idea that the most common perception of change is that you're adapting to a change in the environment. Mm-hmm. The idea of purposive or purposive change is that you are actually initiating the change on your own rather than adapting to something
you're
that
you're not managing inside. Change. I've talked about this a lot, so this is what I think, maybe this is what you're talking about. What I've said is you're not managing change, you're leading change.
Exactly.
Okay.
You're initiating change instead of adapting to events in the environment.
You're not being run over, you're running over. You're being the one who's running over the competition. Instead of them running over you, you're running over them, right?
Or the way I like to say it is you're not chasing the bus at the bus stop, you're the bus driver.
Right,
you're
right, right. And it's being on the leading edge without getting on the bleeding edge.
So, yeah. So the thing about it is, though, if you're the bus driver, then you do need a destination, and you need a purpose. So that's where the idea of the purpose comes in. Once you're in control, once your hands are at the helm, now you can go where you want. And the question is, where are you going to go, and what's you need a purpose. So Edward Deci is a famous psychological researcher who came up with a theory called self-determination theory, that Daniel Pink made very famous in his work. And so the idea is, and people feel good. So Deci found that people feel good when they have a purpose, and they're not just the one, like you say, in pain, having to adapt to other people's and other events in the world. So it's a totally different mindset if you think about, hey, I'm in control. I'm going to go where I want to go. Now, one thing I would say is that when you're taking control and taking that initiative, it doesn't mean you must go to a specific destination. You must achieve something. Because that's often how people feel. Well, now I have some goal, and if I don't get it, then I'm going to feel bad about myself. And another famous psychologist, Robert Ellis, calls this musturbation. Mm-hmm. That when people say, tell them, fill themselves all full of a bunch of must, it's actually the root of all unhappiness and mental illness.
Explain that. Explain the must thing. Tell us This what you're talking about is when we can't get out of our own way, right?
I'm talking about when we say I must be the most successful real estate agent in my state. Well, that's a pretty hard goal. There's only one person that's going to achieve that. Everyone else, if they're going to say they must be as good as the Joneses, is not going to feel good about themselves. mm-hmm. or I must be younger, I must be more beautiful, I must be have less weight, I must, all these musts, they just create anxiety and unhappiness. And so Ellis and other people say, in order to just feel, just relax, be who you are, and be happy in your situation. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't have goals. So that's the idea where this mindset of purpose of change comes in. You can actually decide. So instead of saying, I must say, I choose. I choose what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, I must do something. So you can do anything you want, is the idea. You're in control. Now I'm just going to choose what's going to make me the happiest. And I'm going to choose what I'm creating. So this idea of creation is also very fundamental in purpose of change. Do you remember last time, in our last interview, I talked about this fancy word called constructivism?
Mm-hmm.
And that is very simply the idea that you find what you're looking for. And one example that comes to mind, I was watching a documentary about the construction of the 911 World Trade Center.
Right.
And these guys are up, these iron workers or roughnecks or whatever they're called, are up in the air 800 feet mm-hmm. above New York.
Walking along the top up there.
Walking along the top. And I remember very specifically the guy said, I don't see the city 800 feet below. I see the work I'm doing right
mm-hmm.
here. And that's constructivism, where you see what you're looking for. So he was mm-hmm. looking for the beams and his basically mm-hmm. his office, if you will, mm-hmm. up there, even though it didn't have a floor. He was in his office and he was seeing that instead of something else.
Are you putting this together in some articles on your website?
Yes, I will get a blog post up soon.
Give us the website, please, quickly.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com. Dr. Brent Clay, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day with more of this. I'll be back after this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.